This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Can you give us your assessment of the strength of the insurgency? Is it less strong, more strong, about the same strength as it was 6 months ago?
That question was posed by Democratic Senator Carl Levin at a hearing yesterday. Levin spoke at a time of growing debate over the war in Iraq. In recent weeks, Vice President Cheney said the insurgency was in its last throes. Then a leading Republican senator, Chuck Hagel, said the U.S. was losing and the administration was disconnected from reality. Yesterday's question about progress against the insurgency drew this response from General John Abizade.
In terms of comparison from 6 months ago, in terms of foreign fighters, I believe there are more foreign fighters coming into Iraq than there were 6 months ago. In terms of the overall strength of the insurgency, I'd say it's about the same as it was.
So you wouldn't agree with the statement that it's in its last throes?
I don't know that I would make any comment about that other than to say there's a lot of work to be done against the insurgency.
This morning we're going to get a progress report of sorts on the Iraqi insurgency and the way it's evolving. This week, Army Lieutenant General John Vines gave Pentagon reporters his forecast for the coming months.
I'm assuming that the insurgency will remain at about its current level. What we see in terms of numbers of attacks, what we see in numbers of tips, what we see in the flow of foreign fighters, which is quite small, it is relatively static. It's not growing, not spreading.
We've reached General John Vines in Baghdad. General, welcome to the program.
It is good to be back with you, Steve. Thank you.
General, what does it mean when you say the insurgents are not getting weaker and that you don't expect they will get weaker soon? What are the implications of that?
The elections are currently scheduled for 15 October.
This is on the Constitution.
The constitutional referendum. And that's only about 4 months away. We don't think that the size of the insurgency will change significantly, either smaller or larger during that period of time. We believe that the insurgents in the country will do everything they can to prevent the elections from taking place on schedule. But that doesn't mean that the size fundamentally changes.
What does that mean for U.S. troop strength in the country over the coming months?
Well, of course, it will be conditions-based. At this point, I would not recommend a drawdown prior to the election. The Iraqi security forces are making good progress, and I believe that following the elections, based on the capacity of the Iraqi security forces, that we may be in a position we can draw down.
Following the elections, a week, a month, a year?
No, I mean fairly soon thereafter. There are some units that are scheduled to rotate after the elections. And depending on the conditions and what we see during the period leading up to it and during the elections, we may recommend that some of those units not be replaced.
At the beginning of this week on Monday, we read about an attack on a police station in Baghdad, which seemed particularly complex and sophisticated. I'm looking at an account from Tom Lassiter, a reporter with Knight Ridder Newspapers in Baghdad, describing how insurgents attacked a police station with rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, and heavy machine gun fire before detonating a car bomb. And when police started to venture out after that first blast, a second car bomb exploded. That sounds like a fairly sophisticated attack.
There is no question about it. The technical and tactical skill of the insurgents is increasing. That doesn't mean they're getting greater in number. Most of their tactics, however, amount to slaughter. They blow themselves up and kill dozens of civilians, in some cases Iraqi security forces, in some cases coalition forces. They, in some cases, have remote control detonators so someone else can detonate them in case the suicide bomber loses their nerve. But the primary method of attack has been improvised explosive devices, and certainly they can be used to support attacks like you described on the police station. They are capable of doing that. They're not capable of doing it probably right now in large numbers and in many different locations, but they have the capacity to put an attack like that together, to be sure.
We've been listening to Lieutenant General John Vines. He's one of the senior U.S. military officers in Baghdad. We asked Jeffrey White to listen in to our conversation with General Vines. He is a former head of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency at the Pentagon. He's now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Welcome.
Thank you.
What did you make of what General Vines said as he described the insurgency?
It raised some questions in my mind, including what's the definition of the size of the insurgency, which the general believes is essentially going to be static over the next few months, but they have this capacity to surge, and I expect that they're going to surge for the referendum, and especially we'll see it in Sunni areas.
What do you make of this detail that, according to the U.S. military, the insurgents are being paid?
Well, that doesn't surprise me any. Actually, the numbers or the cost of the incident seems to be dropping, which to me means that the risk associated with it is also declining.
What are the numbers?
They're talking now like $125, $150 for planting a bomb. So
what did it used to be?
It was somewhere around $500. There have been reports of $2,500 for different kinds of attacks. But it also, it doesn't capture the essence of the insurgency, in my mind. There's a core of fighters, of people involved in the insurgency who are clearly skilled. They carry out complex types of attacks. And I doubt if they're being paid $125 and just swept in off the street to do those kinds of actions. Those are dedicated people.
Richard Armitage, the former Deputy Secretary of State, spoke to us just before he left office earlier this year and said that, as he views it, the U.S. enemies need American troops to stay in Iraq, by which he meant that U.S. troops become a unifying factor for the insurgents, they become a target for the insurgents, they delegitimize the Iraqi government and so forth. Does that problem get worse over time?
I think over time the insurgency has moved from mostly resistance against occupation to increasingly an insurgency against the transforming Iraqi government. And regardless of whether or not we were in country, the insurgents would be attacking the Iraqi government that is coming into being, the political process, and so on.
President Bush has said that U.S. troops need to stay in Iraq until Iraq is secure. Military officials have said that means training Iraqi forces to take care of themselves. Are there other factors that come into play as the U.S. military and their civilian leaders consider how long U.S. troops can stay in Iraq?
Well, I think there's some important issues about the ability of the Army and the Marine Corps providing the ground forces in Iraq to sustain an insurgency over a long period of time. People are saying it's 7 to 13 year effort to control an insurgency. The repeated rotation of units back into Iraq is causing, I think, a lot of stress on the military.
Jeffrey White is a former head of Middle East Intelligence for the Defense Intelligence Agency. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The debate over progress in the war comes at a time when Iraq's new prime minister is visiting Washington. Ibrahim al-Jafri heads a government that is trying to draft a new constitution. Yesterday, he traveled to the National Archives, and in a cavernous, dim hall, he inspected the American Constitution. Through an interpreter, he spoke of the cost of the war in Iraq.
We acknowledge that the blood of your sons have mixed with the blood of our sons and paid a very high price.
In visiting the United States, Jafri is examining an important front in his country's conflict. Public opinion surveys show that American doubts about the war are growing.